Hey, everybody, welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the blessing of giving. Charles Spurgeon once told a story of a king, a farmer, and a nobleman. Once upon a time, there was a king who ruled over everything in a land. One day there was a gardener who grew an enormous carrot. He took it to his king and said, "My lord, this is the greatest carrot I've ever grown or ever will grow. Therefore, I want to present it to you as a token of my love and respect." The king was touched and discerned the man's heart. So as he turned to go, the king said, "Wait, you are clearly a good steward of the earth. I want to give a plot of land to you freely as a gift, so you can garden it all." The gardener was amazed and delighted and went home rejoicing. But there was a nobleman at the king's court who overheard all of this, and he said, "My, if that's what you can get for a carrot, what if you gave the king something better?" The next day, the nobleman came before the king and was leading a handsome black stallion. He bowed low and said, "My lord, I breed horses, and this is the greatest horse I've ever bred or ever will. Therefore, I want to present it to you as a token of my love and respect." But the king discerned his heart and said, "Thank you," and took the horse and simply dismissed him. The nobleman was perplexed, so the king said, "Let me explain. The gardener was giving me the carrot, but you were giving yourself the horse." You know, when it comes to giving and receiving, the New Testament reveals something very important. Acts chapter 20, verse 35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Continually, the scripture speaks to the heart and motive behind our actions. The Bible teaches us that if we give to be seen by others, well, then we have received our reward. If our motive in giving is to receive something back, we give with the wrong motive. Jesus is teaching us that the blessing is found in the giving. The blessing is found in the serving. The blessing is found in the ministering to the needs of others. Sometimes God in His goodness rewards us here and now and even openly for our generosity. But the Bible teaches us there are greater blessings coming in the kingdom of God when we lay up treasures in heaven. I'm convinced that most of us listening today would say that we have been blessed by God. In fact, many of us would say that we have been greatly blessed and blessed beyond what we deserve. God has been so good to us. So what do we do with our blessings? Remember this truth today. We have been blessed to be a blessing. What are we to do with our blessings? We are to bless others. Proverbs teaches us that those who hoard their blessings will no longer be blessed. The blessing is found in the giving. So this leads us to a great question. What should we give? Every Christian should give from their finances. Everyone can do this, no matter what level they are on financially. Jesus commended a poor widow woman because she gave 2 pennies. She wasn't going to miss out on the blessing of generosity. Personally, I believe in the biblical command to tithe on our income. This first 10% goes to support our local church. We give from the top, not from our leftovers. In this way, we are putting God first in our finances, recognizing it all comes from Him anyway. Second, I believe in giving to world missions above and beyond the tithe. In this way, I can participate in the Great Commission and help everyone have a chance to hear about Jesus. Third, once we have given financially, we give in other ways. We can be generous with our time, our expertise, and our knowledge. We can be generous with our love, our kindness, and our compassion. We can be generous with our wisdom and our forgiveness. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25 says, "A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." And here's today's challenge. Have you been generous lately? Don't hold back on generosity thinking you won't have enough. What you have now came from the Lord. He is faithful to provide. And remember, the blessing is in the giving. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.